Last year, Abdul Salam Azimi, the new Chief Justice of Afghanistan's Supreme Court, was tasked with rebuilding and reforming his nation's judicial system. It was a huge challenge. Thousands of cases were backlogged. Fewer than half of the country's 1,500 judges were college-educated. Some were illiterate, and many were corrupt. Tribal or village councils often dispensed justice based on custom and local versions of Sharia or Islamic law instead of national statutes. Chief Justice Azimi was in Washington this week visiting his counterpart at the U.S. Supreme Court, and he joins us now in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Chief Justice, what do you see as the most important element in the reforms that you're attempting in Afghanistan's judicial system?
The most important challenge is the human resources and the personnel. As you mentioned in your comment, we have around 1,500 judges, and that's quite true that some of them, they are not qualified. We can say that they are illiterate, but we can say that some of them, they are not qualified, because the first item of qualification is to be graduated from law college, but they are not graduated from law college.
Let me ask you about another issue, and that is the issue of corruption. You're suggesting that education is the most fundamental issue, but corruption has been something that's eroded the credibility of the judicial system in Afghanistan. And how are you dealing with that?
Actually, corruption is a problem. You know, the salary is really very funny.
Very what?
Funny.
Funny?
Yeah. Why? Because what is the amount of the salary? Can you imagine that a judge is receiving $60 per month?
Let me ask you, I know that you were reluctant initially to take the post of Chief Justice. Now you've been at it for some months. Are you seeing improvements, and do you feel now better about taking the job than you did when you were first offered it?
Yes. This answer is yes. First of all, we actually passed a 5-year strategy plan, and we distributed it to countries, organizations, donors, and we explained all our needs there. And on the other hand, we designed some programs for education, for training. We designed some programs for monitoring of judges, for traveling and going to the provinces, and to watch and monitor the courts. What are they doing?
You also must be gratified to be working to change the system in your country. And
I hope, and I am committed, my colleague and myself, we are committed to do things to guarantee the justice for all. And this is our goal. I'm not saying that this is easy. I'm not saying that it's applicable in 1 year, in 2 years. But at least we are supposed to lay a foundation for this, to do something for the future and for the future generation better. And this is a long journey.
Professor Abdul Salam Azimi is the Chief Justice of Afghanistan's Supreme Court.
Thank you.